Redemption songs. One more thing. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing another song of freedom? All I ever have, redemption songs. Redemption songs. When you check it out to the long run, you find out who he really is. You find out, say, oh, this is a return. And when Christ said return, oh, that is the thing them people are the Rasta. What does it mean, a Rasta? Privately in your own chamber. You might ask yourself, what does it mean, a Rasta? If you're smart like me, you'll find out the meaning. Rasta means head. Safari means creator. So when you say, what is Rastafari? To me, Rastafari, no guy, English. Know him, because Rastafari is a Homeric word, it's not an English word. It's only two we talk, so it sounds Englishish. So you find, say, Rastafari means head creator. Now, every man know about proverb and what wise man saying. So Rasta, you know riddles? Rastafari, head creator, what head creator mean? Head creator mean the head creator, you know? That mean, when you spell it out, not today, you might spell it G-O-D, if God, Aja, or just a Rastafari and done, for himself shall come in a new name. So this is what I and I deal with, just say, because we can't deal with nothing else, because everything else is death. It's all God said, give man ever live in life when you know him. So that is what we are dealing with the ever living life.
Reggae and Rasta ambassador drew a bad card and took his train to Zion May 11th.
Oh, yeah.
Can't get me out of the race.
He left us with his music and his message, and this legacy shall be a constant inspiration to mankind. His compassion and concern for all humanity is best reflected in his works, and his life story reads somewhat like a religious epic. And thus it's not surprising to find that many people saw him as much more than a popular performer of unprecedented rank, especially among so-called third world countries. To them, he was also a prophet and a visionary that rose to international acclaim in spite of and because of his uncompromising lyrics and life. This then is the story of the man they now call Joseph, the light of the Trinity, Robert Nesta Marley. Soul rebel and natural mystic. He came along when a hypnotic new music was first being developed in the small Caribbean nation, Jamaica, the heart of the earth. Reggae's heartbeat rhythms continued to spellbound a love-starved planet, and Marley's role in the call for unity, love, and one destiny will always be serum for sanity in our modern age of no empathy. So join me now in giving praises to the head creator, whether Buddha, Allah, or Jah, in this time of reflection and peaceful meditation on the life and music of Bob Marley. We heard at the start of tonight's two-hour tribute several memorable selections, including Redemption Song, No Woman No Cry, Steer It Up, Lively Up Yourself, Get Up Stand Up, I Shot the Sheriff, Trench Town Rock, Roots Rock Reggae, Rebel Music, Want More, Waiting in Vain, So Much Things to Say, featuring some excerpts from Marley's 1979 Detroit press conference, which you will continue to hear extracts from throughout tonight's program. And then a couple tracks from his last albums,
Make Wrong Moves,
Coming In from the Cold, and Zion Train. And now, the opening to Marley's final concert, October 7th, 1980 in Pittsburgh, recorded just hours after Bob was told he had 3 weeks to live.
Yay! Greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I, continually, ever faithful, ever sure. They say experience teacheth wisdom, but there's a natural mystic blowing through the air.